Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi all, welcome to another Zoom session for the VI Talk Festive Market. Today we have Claire from Naturally Sensational. Over to you, Claire, to talk about your fabulous products.
Oh, thank you. Right, so it's a real honor. Honestly, I'm just so excited to be here. It's literally my first time doing this for such an amazing event. And I just really hope that you love everything that you're about to hear right now. So Naturally Sensational is a group that started around about 5 years ago. It began in 2020, literally about a month before lockdown, if I remember my dates right. We weren't really that far off. And it was my way of sharing my love for Darcy's candles. I've been a huge, huge lover of all things scents for a very, very long time, way before I began doing that. And it just got to the point where when I discovered Darcy's, I just couldn't keep it to myself anymore, as you might have seen from the little blurb that's been doing the rounds on social media. So the way I'll do this is to just go through a little bit about who Darcy's are. I have done it in the Facebook group, in the market Facebook group, so obviously you will have seen a little bit in there. So I'll just do a really brief recap once again. I'll talk about who they are. I'll talk about why I chose Darcy's, and go through some of the ranges. I know I only have an hour, and I do want to take questions at the end. So obviously just make a little note of anything that you want to ask, and I'll do my best to answer at the end. So who are Darcy's? I'm not going to go through this too much because, like I said, I have already done it once, but just in case anyone hasn't seen it in the groups, Darcy's have been around since 2011. They are a Scottish home fragrance company. They began as mostly a home fragrance brand. It was mostly the likes of candles and wax melts, and a lot of other products got introduced over the years. Some came, some went, and trust me, I have seen so many different things. It's been just incredible to watch the company grow to what it is today. So they began in 2011 by a lady called Jackie DL. She started the brand from her kitchen and was making soy wax candles and wax melts, so that people could experience the benefits of those instead of paraffin, because soy wax is such a brilliant wax for burning in a much cleaner way, and it's also really safe for people who maybe struggle with the likes of paraffin products because of health conditions. Like I said, it's much cleaner in terms of being more eco-friendly, and when it's burning, whether it's in the form of candles or whether it's in the form of melts, it just has a very, very different feel to it. It's much easier to clean, and like I said, it's a lot less toxic for people and also for animals as well. And even now, Darcy's still continue to use nothing but soy wax for both those ranges. The company has, over the years, like I said, added things to the range, taken things away. There have been a lot of challenges along the way. And in 2023, this is something that was very public, so there's nothing new here. And a lot of people know about this. The company actually disappeared for a little bit when she decided to step back. And a lot of people, me included, were absolutely devastated because I've always felt personally there's nothing like it. There are so many people out there who could do what she started, and even then there was just something that really wasn't right when Darcy's went, and thankfully it wasn't for too long. They were bought out, and that's why they continue to exist today. So somebody gave us some hope when they saw what an awful thing that was for the company to just completely close. And I'm not going to lie, it was a really, really awful time for me as well when that happened, because it just literally felt like the world came to an end for me. So Even though the main products are still the likes of candles and wax melts. In fact, the core range is wax melts, and the candles are again just as big a range, just not as big as the wax melts that come in every single scent that we have. Trust me, there are loads. Ranges have come and gone. Flameless ranges have appeared over the years and still exist today. So that's the likes of reed diffusers, room sprays, the likes of aroma beads, which are tiny little bags that I absolutely adore for really small spaces where something else wouldn't really be useful or might not work that well. And again, they've been around for a very long time. The body range as well is something that again has grown over the years. It's newer to Darcy's, but it is definitely growing and it has done so well. And one thing that's consistent throughout the whole brand, whether you look at home fragrance, whether you look at a body range, is the ethics. So everything is cruelty free. Nothing is ever tested on animals. Like I said, when it comes to home fragrance, soy wax all the way through, absolutely no paraffin whatsoever. We do not colour our wax melts or candles. So everything is as natural as possible. There's no glitter added, and all the wicks are cotton as well. So again, it's a much cleaner burn and a lot safer as well. When it comes to the body range, that does go all the way through as well. The same ethics apply there as well. So it's suitable for all skin types, including the sensitive skin, and even the likes of some of our perfume ranges, for example, that have been around for a long time. That range has grown over the years and it does really go well with products that have been around for a long time. I've not seen many companies that offer an alternative, for example, when it comes to perfumes, for people that can't or don't want to use something that is alcohol based. And as we all know, a lot of perfumes are alcohol based. Darcy's have even now kept an alternative for people that want to use something else, but they don't want to miss out. So I just absolutely love that they really have tried and still continue to try now to cover as many bases as possible so that no one is missing out. So that's a bit about the company itself, and I thought I would just talk a bit about why I actually love Darcy so much, given that there are so many other places out there. Why did I choose them and why did I stay with them as well for the amount of time that I have? Because, like I said, I have done this for 5 years. My love of all things scent has literally been going for, gosh, coming on to 10 years. I've always had a massive fascination and just a huge love for all things scent and things being natural as well. Hence the reason why my group is actually called Naturally Sensational, which is just a little bit of a play on words, to pretty much reflect me and how I feel about what Darcy's cover. So, like I said, I started in 2020. I knew of Darcy's a little bit before then, but I wasn't really that fussed. I wasn't really having a look that much until I think somebody told me about them round about the Christmas before, so not really that many months before. I'd got a I remember getting a warmer for Christmas. It was a kind of a wax melt electric warmer, and of course I started to discover the likes of wax melts because that felt for me like a really good way to enjoy scents, but in a safe way when me and candles really aren't friends. So I tried various melts, and when I discovered Darcy's, and when I discovered the option to sell for them as well, something just really ticked so many boxes for me because I looked into the company and just felt like that is just me all the way through. So I've tried so many other things over the years, so many other melts, and I've always felt like something doesn't quite last, or there's a lot of scents that affect me because of maybe how they've been made or because of the the types of oils that are being used. And none of that happened with Arcee's, and I just knew that I was in the right place. It just felt right, and it just felt like I just had to share that with just anyone else that hadn't tried them, and I just haven't left. When Darcy's closed in 2023, and like I just mentioned before, it was absolutely awful for so many of us. I was so upset because I knew how difficult it was to find somewhere else. And full disclosure here, I did go elsewhere for about a year and a bit, and it really wasn't an easy thing for me to go through, and that's the reason why I actually returned to Darcy's in 2024, literally around about a year and a bit ago, and I haven't gone back since. I haven't looked back, and I just knew that I made the right choice because not many companies tick boxes for me, and I'm a very, very fussy person when it comes to what, especially what I would sell to other people. So that's just a little bit about why I Lo well, why I love Darcy's as a brand, but also why I sell them when I could have gone down so many other routes, especially when we had a bit of a change with the company itself. So, if I just go through some of the ranges just really quickly and just explain just a little bit more about how we work, and then I'll go through how the company itself works in terms of offers as well, and in terms of taking advantage of as much of what they have as well. So, like I said, our range is growing. It's huge already as it is, and things are being added all the time. We go right from the likes of your scented candles, your wax melts, room sprays, reed diffusers. Over the last year or so, the likes of Carpet Fresh have made an appearance as well, and that has done so, so well. And again, it just means that there's yet another way to enjoy the senses in a way that works for you, because for some people, wax melts aren't quite right. For some people, candles aren't quite right, and for others, none of that works, and that's where the room sprays and reed diffusers might work better. When I first began with Darcy's, the reed diffusers and the room sprays were just one size. Over the years, they have now given different options. So again, I always say to people, if you're not sure, there are ways to try something without getting a full-sized version of something. So if you're not sure about a scent, or if you're not sure about how something might work for you, hopefully there'll be a way for you to experience that in a way that works, but without being stuck with it for absolutely ages. Because if I take a reed diffuser, for example, from Darcy's, and I look at something like the large reed diffuser, which is 100 mils, that's what was sold when I first began with them, and it's still sold now. There was just one size, and that thing lasts for, they say, between 6 to 9 months. That's an estimate. And I can tell you from personal experience, and others can vouch for this who have had them as well, I've not yet had anyone who's actually finished using theirs after 9 months. I've had people finish them after 12 months, sometimes a little bit longer. So they just keep on giving and giving and giving, which is great if you have a scent that you absolutely love. But if you're not sure, then we have since then brought out small ones as well. So, like I said, that's just one example of how that range, along with a lot of others, has grown, and it does continue to grow. We're literally coming to the end of the year, which means we'll likely have new scents joining the range, which means that some will go as well. That's a little bit sad to see what they're going to discontinue, but it's always just so exciting to see what's new and what they're bringing to replace things. So it's always a really exciting time of the year. I have this week shown a little bit in the group, and I'll just go through it now, our festive range, because it's again something that I'm so excited about. It's always amazing to see what scents they're going to bring out every year for Christmas. We have 12 of them this year. I'm happy to go through them at the end if you haven't seen them, and you want me to just kind of quickly run through them quickly. I don't mind doing that, but I do also have a file that lists everything, so that's not a problem. But the reason I wanted to cover that quickly is because, and like I said, I'm not going to go through everything that I have in the file because it's all there, and I'm happy to just share that. It's not a problem. But just literally today, it was announced from Darcy's that on top of 12 cents that were already announced by them a little bit earlier in the week, we had two more join today, which are inspired by scents, and we do have a lot of inspired by scents that run through the whole range anyway. And it's always exciting to see what new ones join because the chances are it's something that somebody's been looking for a while, and it is just a really good way to grab them from Darcy's and see what you think of them, even if it's just if it's not an all year round thing. So two more scents joined the range today. So our festive range is now 14 cents, and when I looked at what everything comes in initially, our wax melts for Christmas were just 4 packs. Now traditionally our melts would come in 4 or 8 packs, and it would be that kind of throughout either our core range or Christmas. When it comes to this year, we've had a little sneaky peek and we've been told that our 8 packs will be disappearing and they'll be replaced with 10 packs of melts. And those 10 packs are actually now live and they do come in all of our festive scents. So what's going to happen over the next few weeks is the 8 packs of melts altogether will just disappear and they'll be replaced by 10. And the thing that a lot of us are a lot of us that sell Darcy's and stuff love the most is that you do get more melts, but you get them for less. And we just love that. They're also a lot more eco-friendly and recyclable, which is again something that we all love. So I do have a file for the festive range, which tells you everything. It tells you all the scents. It's just in text form. It tells you everything that they come in as well. It gives you the descriptions. I do also have one for the all year round range, the core range. Again, that gives you all the information about everything. It gives you the pricing. And they are both text files because the Darcy's brochure itself is not the easiest to read, so I've personally put those together so that you can still go through and have a look at things. And I do update them, so every time something comes out or changes or gets taken away, I do my best to update that as quickly as possible. Something else that I will also say is that when it comes to getting the Darcy's products through me, if you find that you want me to label them for you, I can do Braille for them, and I've done that ever since I started because the scents are done on little stickers. So if you want to scan them, that's fine. They do work. They do scan quite well with your scanning apps. Not so well with the glasses, some of them, because of the size that they are. They're only small, but they will eventually if you just, have some patience. But if you really don't want to mess about with all that, I can Braille them. It does mean that they have to come to me first. So obviously I can get them to me and I can braille them and send them on to you. That's not a problem. Like I said, I've done it for a while, so I just need to know that you need that and then I can make sure to do it before sending them on to you. I can ship direct as well. That's not a problem. So I can place orders for you and get them shipped straight to you. Just be aware that if you do want them labelled, that can't happen because Darcy's unfortunately do not do Braille. That would be the day. But like I said, that if you don't need that, then I can do it as well. So that I think is everything I wanted to cover in terms of just giving you a bit of a brief, or maybe not so brief, intro to Darcy's and what we do. If you want to see either of the files in text form, I do have links for them. So just drop me a message through the Facebook group. Obviously, you can see where I am in there, and just drop me a private message. And I'm obviously happy to send them on to you. So, do you have any questions for me?
Claire, I've got one, please. It's Jo. On the website, I was having a browse, which is
Yeah.
it's not that easy parts of it, but so
It's
it's
not.
great that you've done a really accessible one. On your, I haven't had a chance to look at yours yet because it's been a bit crazy with the market, obviously. But do you describe the fragrances on your accessible document as well? Because I
Yes.
noticed on the website some of the fragrances, it just says nothing about them.
Yes, I do. So every single
Brilliant.
fragrance, I've given the scent description and then I've said what they actually come in as well. So
Oh, fabulous.
it's not identical. So my file is not 100% identical to, say, the typical brochure that they have for obvious reasons. I would say mine's a little bit easier to move through, but then again, I'm biased. So. But I've tried as much as possible to obviously include everything that they include
Yeah.
so that you're not missing out. So yeah, I
Brilliant.
do every single one, the descriptions there. In fact, I think the last one, the way I did it is I just kind of gave the scent and the description straight after it. So yeah, absolutely, they're all there.
That's great, thanks. Anyone got any questions for Claire?
Noticed that I think there are offers each week, aren't there, that start on a Sunday? Is that right?
That's right, yeah. So the way that his offers work is that each week they'll have three different kinds of offers throughout the whole month, and like I said, they will change week to week. So you get a weekly offer, you'll get what they call a Super Sunday, which is just something that will run for that one day. And you'll also get a scent of the week, which is a scent that they've picked. It will either be from their core range, or if there is some kind of a special range on as well, you might see that a scent from that range being reduced, and that's normally 20% off. So anything in that scent will be 20% off. At the end of the month, you'll also get what they call a flash sale, which again is an extra offer on top of all the other ones, and that will just run for the one day at month end, on top of any other offers as well that they decide to announce. So all of those I actually post in my Facebook group, which is actually ironically called Naturally Sensational, like I mentioned before. So they are in poster form. Every single one is in picture form with the offer on, and it shows you what the products are. It shows you pictures, but I do alt text every single offer so that they're all on there.
So if we want the file, we need to send you a private message.
That's probably your best way so that I can ask you how you want me to send it to you.
All
Because I
right.
can give you a link, or I can email it to you, or I can get it to you some kind of other way. So it's just a text file.
Okie doke. That sounds good.
Hi, Claire. It's Marie. I'm just wondering, I've used wax melts for nigh on forever. And the one thing I do find frustrating with some companies is the way they break you. You have to break them apart if you get multiple packs. So if you get, like you were saying, about you get eight in them, and now they're moving on to 10, are they easily breakable, or do you have to get a knife to them?
No. The way ours are done, our 10 packs, I will be able to actually see them for myself in just a couple of days. So I'll be able to kind of describe that a little bit easier, and I'm probably going to take some kind of a picture or something and post about it, and say, how excited I am about it. But certainly, I mean, with our fours and our eights, you just snap it like a chocolate bar.
Amazing.
So
Square,
there's a
yeah.
bit around the middle
Yeah,
that
yeah.
will just help you to
They
kind of
just
break
break.
them in equal form.
That's what I wanted to hear. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Regarding burners, I just want to clarify something because I've been asked a couple of times. Gases melts do work in most electric warmers, and they do have their own tea light ones. They do not sell electric ones, and the reason for that is because you can use them in, like I said, pretty much any. So you can do either. It's not kind of specific. You don't have to just have theirs.
Oh,
The
that's good.
carpet stuff, if you're looking at that, it's really good. The room sprays are amazing.
The toilet fizz. Is that like a toilet freshener, or is it a cleaner?
It's both.
Oh, right, okay.
If I just describe it comes in, it's a resealable pouch type bag. So obviously it does come in two sizes, just like the carpet fresh. So you can get it in 500 grams or a kilo. You can do either. And it's not, they're not like tablets or anything like that. It is just granules.
Right.
And you just use a tiny little amount when you want to use it. Leave it for about half an hour. You can reseal the bag, so obviously you do get multiple uses out of it. So just make sure that you reseal that. It's just a grip seal across the top. And then, like I said, when you've kind of waited about half an hour, you can just use the your regular brush. So just kind of just brush it through and then flush it. Some people don't brush it through, but I do just because I'm a little bit kind of obsessed with making sure that I've done it. But it will foam a little bit when it flushes, but you get the scent as well. So it will do both at the same time.
Yeah. Okay.
What are the two new Christmas scents, Claire? You said you'd added two more. I've read all the other 12. What are the two new ones?
It was Cherry Kisses and Creosote.
Cherry Kisses.
I was like, oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. Cherry Kisses.
I literally saw
that.
The post about 10 o'clock and I was like, I just have to announce this as quickly as I can.
Oh, I'm gonna get the cherry stuff.
Ooh. It's an inspired by scent, Sabrina Carpenter Cherry Baby, I believe it's called.
Oh,
Claire, I have a question about the carpet fresheners. I got really sad a few months ago that Shake and Vac have seemingly stopped doing Shake and Vac. These might actually be the best things. I do have a pet in the house. I have a guide dog, so I'm guessing they're safer, like everything else is, to use around animals. Obviously, I'm going to vacuum it up, obviously, but you know.
So Darcy's do recommend, they say this themselves, that when you put the granules down, if you can, obviously just keep pets out of the room while it's just kind of soaking in to the carpet.
I always do that anyway.
They do say that themselves.
Yeah.
And obviously I do have to kind of pass that on for the sake of...
Yeah, no, perfect.
For the sake of them. But obviously once you've kind of vacuumed that up and once it's gone, it's absolutely... I mean, the scent won't affect them or anything because all the oils that they use are nitrate-free.
Right.
So it doesn't kind of affect...
Linger the carpet, I get it. Yeah.
Animals or anything like that.
Amazing.
Obviously the scent will last still.
Yeah.
But, you know, once it's hoovered up, it's absolutely fine.
Perfect. That's good.
Any more questions for Claire?
No, a question exactly, but I can just say I've bought from Claire for many years. I've got wax melts. People know this. I've got room sprays. I've tried the body range. She browses them for me, like she said, and she's very, very helpful. So if you're ever thinking of doing it, I would highly recommend it.
And the Braille is really handy because it means you don't have to start getting your phone out and work out
or sniffing it
and going, oh, that smells like this. It is really handy to have the Braille on the packets, to be fair. It's very good.
Like I said, they will scan and some people do actually say, well, no, actually, I'm happy to just scan. And, you know, you do what works for you, but the option is there. So you can't have it.
And as you were saying, the website isn't necessarily the easiest for us using VoiceOver. Mm-hmm. I believe your group, you do have the option of just contacting you to say what we would like, and then we send the money. If we have your bank details, we send the money to you. Is that right?
That's how most people do it, because it just saves having to mess about with the website and go through everything. And sometimes certain things aren't actually listed under where they should be listed, so you have to search and go through the whole thing because it brings filters up.
Yeah.
I know how to do it because I've done it for a long time. But for a newbie, it just freaks the life out of most people. So, I mean, the way most people do it is just to drop me a message. I can give a total for everything. And I can do bank transfers. That's absolutely fine. I can do PayPal links as well, or just normal PayPal transfers, or I can also do a payment link. So if you don't want to mess about with bank details, I know some of the apps time you out when you're going backwards and forwards, copying and pasting things. So I can also do payment links where I fill the amount in for you. It's already there and you just follow the instructions to put that payment through to me. So I can do that as
well.
Do you
do that for send a text through to our food. Is that right? That's how I know it's how Tropics do it. Is that right?
Just say that again, because you broke up a little bit.
When you've worked it out, you send a text to our phone. Is that
and yeah, so however you message me, normally, just whatever platform you use, I just send you the link.
Okay.
And you can just open the link and follow it.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. Okay.
Any more questions or comments for Claire?
To confirm as well, just to clarify, when it comes to orders, when I post the offers normally in my own group, I do normally say when I'm going to put the order through. It's normally a Sunday, because that's when all the offers are on. So there's what we like to call a bit of a crossover day. So when the new ones are about to finish, the old ones are about to finish, the new ones start. And if you want to, you know, if you see one from one week and one from the other, you can get them both on the same day. Normally I put orders through on the Sunday night. So I normally say on there when to let me know by, so that I can obviously make sure that I've got payments and everything and I can put that through.
Yeah.
So that you don't miss out.
Do the body washes, do they lather quite well? Because that's amazing. That's the one thing I find with some companies that are doing amazing natural products, but nothing lathers. And I'm like,
you don't get the foam.
Yeah.
And they rinse off really well as well. They don't kind of take absolute ages to rinse off, because sometimes they'll foam really well, but they'll linger for absolutely ages, and you're kind of struggling to get the oils off.
Yeah,
they don't do that.
Okay, very quick. Would you mind giving your contact details, just so people know how to get in touch, or where would they go to find you, just so that, yeah, like I say, people know?
Yes, fine. So obviously the Facebook group itself, you can, it is searchable. It's a private Facebook group, but you can search for it, and it's Naturally Sensational. So you can join that group to see me rave on about how much I love Darcy's.
Yeah.
While I post the offers, it's not busy at all. I try not to kind of post every single hour or anything like that, because we all have a lot to look at. So I do try and kind of keep it as up to date as possible. Obviously I put all the offers in there, but I also share any of my own reviews or anything else that I feel would be good to know about Darcy's, any updates and things like that as well. They all go in there. Like I said, it's a private group, but you can, it is searchable, it's not hidden or anything. You'll see a couple of questions when you join, or when you ask to join. So if you can just make sure to answer those, it will just come through to me a little bit quicker, so I can approve you and make sure that you're in there. And then you can just have a browse through and ask me any questions, either in the comments in there on the posts, or you can obviously see my profile in there and message me privately through Messenger as well. And if you do want to use WhatsApp instead, then again, I'm happy to do it that way. That's not a problem. I do use it. So I can either do a link just to drop me a message directly, or if some kind of other way is easier, happy to do that as well.
Thank you very much. Anything else?
No, thank you. That's good.
Thank you so much, Claire. It's been an absolute pleasure. You've been brilliant describing everything. And yeah, so thank you very much for doing this. It's been amazing.
Oh, thank you.